views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past, or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and let's see what the Posse of Angels, my amazing angelic family, wish to share with us today. As in June, the theme for June is all about us being empowered and believing in ourselves. Today's topic is entitled, You Are Famous. You are a success. You know, everyone, with the release of my third book, that's my second novel in 2016, which, by the way, is entitled I Am an Angelic Walk-In, autobiography of Angel Ariel. I was speaking with an acquaintance who's in the public relations field, and when I expressed how happy I was that the novel was finally going out into the world, he said, yes, I bet you're anxious to find out what others think about your novel and if others will accept it. Without a moment's of hesitation, I replied, to be quite honest, I'd not entertained either of those things. What others think about the novel has more to do with who they are and their perceptions that they bring as a reader. Quite frankly, when I release a book, I never even think about whether someone will accept it or not. In fact, any creative person that would worry about others accepting their work, well, they'd never put one dollop of paint on a canvas. They'd never pick up any musical instrument in order to compose. And no author would ever publish their work for fear that there would be someone out there who may not accept it or even like their work. You know, after a long silence, this acquaintance then added, but you do wish to be famous and your book to be successful. And my reply was that as a child of God, I'm already famous and I'm already a success, as my work is just an expression of who I am, my divine inherent nature, or God speaking through me. This makes me already successful. You know, this acquaintance was rendered speechless as my words rang true for him. You know, this got me thinking, how many of us long for fame and success? And it reminded me of a former client. At almost 91 years of age, my client Maggie, now this is not her real name, but Maggie had certainly lived a very full life. When she was in her 20s, she had been chosen to be the singing voice for several major film stars in very successful movie musicals, and she headlined as a singer on the radio. As her professional star was rising and shining brightly, she met her husband, who was a famous jazz pianist. And when they married, she decided to give up performing so that she could raise their children and be supportive of her husband's career. Wistfully, she recalled her former achievements and all the possibilities of success that she had been presented with, but that had not been realized. As she spoke, she frequently sighed as if there was a heavy resignation sitting on her heart. With four small children, Maggie was pretty much housebound. Although she occasionally sang with her husband's band, she was relegated to watching her husband's career soar ever higher as he played for the legends of music like Aretha Franklin, Sammy Davis Jr., Pat Boone, and Ella Fitzgerald. She went on to say that even though she was not performing, she desperately wanted to express her love of music, so she decided that she would teach voice lessons from her home. When I asked her how she felt about having to teach over performing, she replied that it provided her with some outlet to express her love of singing. But she said, I guess the old saying is true, those that can do and those that can't teach. Teaching was fine, she said, but it was nothing like performing. For she said, I really felt alive when I performed. Again, she sighed deeply. And then she said, you know, I could have been famous. I could have been a success. This longing of not having achieved fame was a constant weight that she carried. Now, during the remainder of our session together, the Posse of Angels showed her very clearly that her life's choices from a higher perspective. Her path to performing was actually blocked because what she wrote into the contract of her life was of such immense importance, yet not only for herself. Her passion, her light, her enthusiasm, and creative expression demonstrated an immense joy and had a transformative effect on her countless students throughout the years. Now, the Posse of Angels showed her that each student that was under her tutelage was like a light bulb, which she helped turn on. They were so affected by her teaching and how it individually changed them that they went on to emulate these same qualities in their lives. Now, during her 50-plus years of teaching, many of her students went on to be international opera singers, musical directors, and Broadway performers, and each one carried Maggie's enormous light within their hearts as they illuminated the path of joy and passion for others to follow. With the insights from our session, which shifted and lifted her resigned, stagnant energies off her heart, she said to me afterwards, Candy, I don't know how to fully express my gratitude and appreciation for our session today. You and the Posse of Angels have given me the freedom and the empowerment that I needed. At 91 years of age, I now feel like I have a new lease on life. I feel so much lighter, like a huge burden and weight has been lifted off of my shoulders. I feel like I can fly again. You know, after Maggie's sessions, I found her words. You know, I could have been famous. I could have been a success. These words were echoing and ringing over and over in my head. And it got me thinking, what does it really mean to be famous? And how do each one of us measure success? So I asked the Posse of Angels for their heightened perspective on fame and success. And this is what they said. Firstly, the Posse of Angels laughed. Now, as I have mentioned many times before on my programs, they never laugh at us. They laugh with us. They began by stating that when we ask to be famous and successful, we are asking for that which we already are. Being children of God and coming from the purest, most loving source, we are infinite, we are limitless and divine, we are whole and we are complete, just the way we are. Now, on some level, be it conscious or unconscious, we know this. We know this in the deepest core of our souls. It is irrefutable that we are famous and that we are successful at being who we are. For you, there is no other person in time or dimension like us. We each have our own set of fingerprints, and like snowflakes, no two of us are exactly the same. We know this when we're born, and we retain this knowing while we are very young. You know, children say and they do things not to be quoted or noted for what they do, but they're motivated to act and speak directly from their hearts. I don't know if many of you remember, there was a show, Art Linkletter, and how he spoke with children, and they said, children say the darndest things, and it was not only amusing, but it was so lovely and spoke directly to your hearts because these children were just being who they are. A child's identity is allowing themselves to, again, be who they authentically are. But it's unfortunate that when some children get older, they become reprogrammed to believe that they're no longer famous and successful for just being who they are. You know, this message of not being enough finds them eventually turning their attention outward to attain or achieve something in order to determine their identity. And if children get the message that they're not worthy and they're not deserving, if they're not famous and successful for just being who they are, then they will try to get attention in other ways, you know, by overworking or overstudying or being rebellious or in other areas. But if they're not noted for exactly who they are, it undermines this God-given message inside of all of us that not only are we enough, but we are famous and successful already. Now, this is bizarre. As the highest source possible, God created us from pure divine source and made us enough in the first place. It wasn't as if, you know, each one of us was created and like something we might get from, a furniture store in a package and some of the parts were left out. We were made enough and perfect in the first place for who we are. We don't have to produce or create anything in order to be divine, in order to be whom we are. And you know, everyone, once we turn our attention outside of ourselves, I say turning the mirror outside of ourselves to receive recognition, external forces then start to impose their ideas of what success and fame means. We then look to the outside world to determine whether we're worthy and deserving of not just being who we are, but ultimately for existing in the first place. Now, the Posse of Angels wants to remind all of us that as humans, we are pure intention, and there's nothing wrong with having goals and dreams and desires that we would love to achieve. But what is most important is that we truly do not lose the forest for the trees by losing our sense of who we are with or without the achievement of said success and fame. For no matter what fame and recognition we do achieve, we realize the luster and the thrill from that achievement, well, it will eventually die down, and it will have to be replaced with another goal or attention for us to get fame and succeed at. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that this is so, because this is how human nature works. This is how a human works. And if we need that constant outside validation or so-called hit of fame and success to get our sense of identity, then the high from that attainment will eventually wear off, and we will quickly turn to the next big thing to get our identity from. And once fame and success fades away, so does our belief in who we divinely are. To be human and not to lose one's sense of self in the process of attaining our goals and dreams, well, everyone, that's really no small feat. And great goals and dreams in life, well, they demand great sacrifices in order to be obtained. But along the journey to those dreams, it is absolutely imperative that we do not lose who we divinely are, and that we take our achievements in stride. You know, if we only see ourselves through those achievements, then if we are not capable, or if we're not able then to produce anything else, we start to believe that we failed, and we are not producing what we should or ought to produce. Now, an example of not being carried away with one's fame and success came from an article that I once read about where actors keep their Oscars that they won. And it was really interesting. The actress, who's one of my favorite all-time actresses, Emma Thompson, she keeps her two Academy Awards on a shelf in her bathroom. She said she does this to keep her perception in check about what it means to be famous. Unlike many others who achieve fame, Emma's one of those actors who had a solid sense of self before she became famous. By understanding who she was before fame arrived, she was truly able to not let fame define her. You know, each of us was formed by God as an extraordinary, unique expression of fame and success. And then we were sent into this human incarnation. Everyone's got a full toolkit to build, to imagine, and create a glorious life. The more we bring forth our gifts and talents and creativity, and we do this passionately and share them with the world, then we will connect with the fame that is already part of our divine inherent nature. By doing so, our success is felt by doing what we absolutely love doing without any thought of being famous. Most clients in the last 15 years of my Angel Healing House practice, when they find out that I've written a book, they said, I have a book inside of me. And I said, oh, how much have you written? And they said, well, how do I market it? How do I distribute it? How do I you know, do I put the preface in? Do I put an acknowledgement page in? Do I put an epilogue? Do I write an epilogue with it? And I said, they're already planning their international book tour when they haven't even written one word. So there are those that are going to say, oh, I won't write a book. What am I going to be, a starving artist? Or there have been lots of books written about this subject, and they completely cut off their divine channel because they limit themselves in the reasons why they are bringing forth their inherent divine gifts and talents. Now, for instance, I consider myself to be a very successful author, not because I aimed for success, not because the number of book sales, not because of what people have told me about my books. I am successful as a writer for doing what I absolutely adore, what I love doing, and what I believe in. Through the laws of attraction, this feeling of abundance and joy and powerful, enthusiastic creative expression then naturally resonates with the high frequency of the universe, and it works like a magnetized beacon to draw others to myself that wish to promote, support, and align themselves not only with my creative endeavors, but my enthusiasm and my passion. It's a natural law of the universe. And when we get out of our own way, then we manifest more possibilities for us to continue to do what we absolutely love doing. You know, many people think that success is the key to happiness, when it's just the other way around. As happiness, our joy is the key to success. Simply put, if you love, you will be successful, and you are successful. And the Posse of Angels is reminding all of us that a life lived with passion, creativity, joy, love, and integrity, even if it lacks the commercialized, publicized perception of fame and success, it works like a radiant, shining, illuminating bright star that not only lights a path for others to follow, but it also shines a heavenly light for the angels to dance by. And you know, everyone, when I went to my animal spirit cards and I shuffled the deck before, I guess with an additional message today, I wasn't surprised who came leaping out of the pack, but Dolphin. There we have our friend the Dolphin, you know, with a constant smile etched on his beautiful face. Dolphin does not spend one solitary moment thinking that an achievement of perhaps a higher or better executed leap into the air will make him more famous, will make him more beautiful, or make him more successful, because he knows who he divinely is. He knows that he is perfection. As we advance more into the summer months here in the Northern Hemisphere, and of course, winter in the Southern Hemisphere, of June, July, and August, many who are awakened in the conscious collective will see tangible physical manifestations of their prayers being answered. And their lives will then get very busy. And who better than Dolphin to remind us to take time out for balance and harmony in our lives? This is important as we remember to play and have fun, as these are two of the most important energies of the fifth dimension. You know, when Dolphin's caring and inclusive nature, it is a reminder to see ourselves as part of a larger community, to cooperate and to really co-create with one another in order for all of us to be able to grow. And with so many experiencing feeling as the summer months go on, more of a sense of lightness. The energies feel more light. They feel like not as heavy, but they also feel like we have a sense of freedom now, and there's a sense of being reborn. Dolphin comes to us as a blessing of protection and confirmation that we are all going through some sort of a resurrection, a rebirth. And he's laughing and he's reminding all of us to allow life to unfold, not hold on to those expectations and attachments as to how we think life should work out, so that we can open space to allow ourselves to experience the magic, the miracles, and the synchronicities of our lives. So thank you so much, Dolphin, for jumping in and reminding us all to play and to have fun. See you later, leaping out. And you have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on this Angel Healing House radio program. Remember that Angel Healing House airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on this lovely home of Transformation Talk Radio. And just a reminder, I did mention my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which is my autobiography, the autobiography of Angel Ariel, as I had an angelic walk-in experience on January 11th of 2003, when the former soul of Candy walked out of this body because she was traumatized and she asked to exit her human contract early. And I walked in to clean up her life, take over her responsibilities, and to create heaven on earth for myself and others. And some people may not know that I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel, is actually the sequel to this book, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, in which I speak about my five most important past lives. They were the most important as I grew the most spiritually. And what the heck did I do in the afterlife? I wasn't just given a halo and a harp and a cloud to float around on. And I what things I created in the afterlife before I decided to come back and to work on my lessons in further incarnations. The third book, my first book, is Angels of Fate, which is, it's in the guise of a children's book. It's loosely based on my two near-death experiences and how we do not die. So you can go to my website, angelhealinghouse.com, to look about, to research about those books. And we'll be right back after this short break, and we'll see you soon.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. And today we're speaking about the topic, you are famous, you are a success. How many times do we compare ourselves with others? You know, I was speaking to my mom, who raised four beautiful children, including me. Well, and all of her life, she was the consummate gardener. She kept a beautiful home. She was active in her community. And she is one of these women that said, well, she really never did anything, which is a shame because every time she touched the earth, she brought forth the most extraordinary organic vegetables and beautiful flowers. And it was her energies and her passion that were adding to the beautiful energies and mixing with those of Mother Gaia and increasing the light on the planet. How many times do we compare ourselves with others and think that maybe what we produce is not as good because it's maybe we don't have the book sales or we don't have the recognition when each of us is an extraordinary light of the divine. And we have, as I said in the channel, all the tools that we need in our toolkit to come in with our gifts and talents to be able to merrily and happily share them with the world, with our passion and our joy and through our great love. Let's go to our callers. Our first caller we have is from Florida. We have Mary Rose on the line. Mary Rose, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
Hi there. Hi, Candy, Claire. I'm just a little upset. Something happened a couple of days ago.
Right.
And this healing process, it's like, you know, they say peeling an onion, right? And even though, you know, we have these tools and we know what to do, sometimes it's just hard to shake something off, and that's what's been happening for me.
Right.
Yeah, and it pertains to a family member who I don't really communicate with.
Right.
And, and something happened where this family member attacked me and was abusive. And I grew up in a family of abuse, so I think that sometimes when something like that comes up, you know, it kind of pushes a button, you know, triggers something.
Right.
And although,
well,
you know, most of my relationships are really peaceful, but this something happened the other day and it was just hard to shake it off.
Okay. Well, if this happens, this has nothing to do with the person that is attacking us, because what a person does and what a person says has everything to do with them, and it actually has nothing to do with us. If we can absolutely understand this, then we allow that person to be who they are. We don't have to take any abuse, and we can set up boundaries and limits with them. But it's really important to understand if we are being triggered at all, when this happens, it is something inside of us, some perhaps long-held insecurity that we're not good enough or we're not deserving enough, or some unresolved anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, non-forgiveness, conditional love. So it's a very good opportunity when any of this happens and we're still triggered to then go to that place of, I bless this other person, okay? Because they would not be in my life if I didn't write them into the contract of my life. They just wouldn't be there. So I acknowledge that I wrote this person into my contract. I thank them for providing the contrast for me to resolve my triggers, and I bless them for wherever they are. If this continues in a person's life and we continue to be upset when this happens, then it shows us that we want to be right instead of wanting to be peaceful and happy.
Okay.
This happens a lot with siblings because of the sibling rivalry, of the competition. You know, mom loved you better. I was never as smart as my brother, or I was never as good in my, as my sister in such and such, where that's all self-generated. It's an illusion that's self-generated and is not really coming from that other person.
Okay, so I understand that, and I bless and I let go, but then some part, it just kind of comes back to me and I start thinking about it. So how do we really heal that? You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's not
okay.
I know how to do this in my head, but how do I do this in my heart?
We do this in your heart by every time this happens, stop for a few moments and imagine that, not imagine, know that this person is a child of God and they are divine, just like you are. And just like each one of us has said things, and each one of us, because of our insecurities, has gone to a place where we might not have been magnanimous, where we might not have been loving and kind and gentle. There but for the grace of God go I, and see that person as a divine child of God in that moment. Send them what they need most is not the perpetuation of our energies of feeling bad, but what they need is unconditional love, and they need healing. That's what they need, because there's a little child inside of them that wants to be controlling, that's insecure and feeling abandoned, and that they have to be right and they have to control things. So they really do need, you can send them that pink unconditional love. Just imagine them wrapped in those clouds of pink love, and imagine them in the beautiful emerald green healing, and say, I acknowledge you're part of my contract. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for providing me contrast to practice tolerance, patience, acceptance, and forgiveness. And I bless you for exactly who you are, where you are on your journey, because I wouldn't want anybody to tell me how to live my life. So you're allowed to make your decisions and choices, and I release you in the light of unconditional love and forgiveness. I release you because I choose to be happy, and I don't choose to be right. And that's the energies. I choose peace over feeling awful, which is an illusion, because we are, our divine inherent nature is one of bliss. So let's go to the cards and see. And every time this happens, stop and say, okay, it's an illusion. It's just a default programming that's happening. I choose to consciously see this person as a divine child of God. And if they're acting this way, they're hurt. And what they need most is unconditional love and healing. You know, it's like when a child runs and they fall on the concrete, they scrape their knees, and somebody stands over them and yells them, I told you not to do this. I told you, and goes through a whole litany of arguments and discussions why they shouldn't have done this, when the child in that moment needs unconditional love, and they need that beautiful, caring, comforting, and healing energy. Maybe later the discussion can be done, but it's certainly not going to help in that moment. And so each one of us is a child. Each one of us is a child, and love really is.
Well, I think it brings up my abandoned inner child, you know?
Yes, yes,
brings
absolutely.
Up my inner child who feels abandoned in the moment, you know what I mean?
Right,
yeah.
And so each one of us can say, I'm allowed to be respected, and I'm allowed to be honored. And through my choices, then you can, then as you have done, then you can choose to, you know, diminish the time that you are with these people that that hurt you or whatever. But if this is coming up, it's for you to work on. It definitely is for you to work on. The first card that's coming up is the Justice card. Now, this is the card of truth, of speaking your truth, of communicating. This is an opportunity for you to communicate with this person how you feel, and just to be honest and open in your communications. You know, a lot of times these things happen and people revert into themselves, and they don't bring up why they feel this way. And there's not 100% honest communication. The next card is the Happy Home card. And this is a card of always defaulting to love and peace and forgiveness. And then we are able to see more of that in our lives. And the next card is the Balance card, the Two of Pentacles. You balance this out by nourishing and nurturing your soul and not losing the perspective that you are a child of God and that you're worthy and deserving of this respect and honor. So, Mary Rose, I'm going to go on to the next caller. I hope that's been helpful.
Thank you so much, Claire. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to our next caller. We have Mandy in Washington. Mandy, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I'm okay, Candy. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
The only thing I can come up with is that the universe is trying to get my attention. I've been brought to a complete halt, and mm-hmm. so many things have gone awry lately, like three brand new appliances have broken, I got a computer virus, I burned myself badly on a pot of hot water, I've lost my inspiration for writing, which is really what I love doing all day, mm-hmm. and suddenly I can't channel animals anymore. I haven't had any spiritual work to do for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And whenever I ask God for a reason or what the next step is or how I can best be of service, I get total silence. So I was just wondering what your posse of angels say their message is.
Okay. Their message is for you to be.
To be.
Now, what does that mean? That means to be okay. Oh, I'm just getting shivers all over. To be okay with waking up every morning and saying, I'm blessed with this day. I don't need to have clients in order to find my identity. I don't need those clients in order to have a fun, beautiful day. What am I going to do with this day? You can walk out in nature. You can take a book and go outside, and you can read. You can have, you know, an opportunity to catch up on your reading. You could take a sketchbook out into nature, and crayons, and you know, and the markers, and just and create. You know, if you're musical, you could play an instrument. Just to go out and to allow yourself to be in wonderment and enchantment. It sounds very much like you have found your identity through just your spiritual work. And this is causing you to really, you know, to cut yourself off. Yes, we love to be of service, but we don't understand that we can be of greatest and best service by just allowing ourselves to nurture. Okay, another thing that they're saying, this is cute, is that the machinery is breaking down because you are like the machinery. You're not a machine. You're not supposed to work 24 hours a day, just ad nauseum doing readings and seeing clients. You've lost the balance. You've lost the balance, and they want you to get the balance back. That's really, really important. So, you know, people think, you know, that taking time off and just having an afternoon watching funny movies, you know. There are times in the past where I've been halted. The faucet on my clients has been completely turned off. And I've watched Jerry Lewis movies, Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin movies in the afternoon. And I had such belly laughs that I was probably doing more for the universe by, you know, by laughing and just having, you know, this wonderful experience than if I was worrying and worrying how to advertise or how to push myself or whether I should network or all of these things. So this is a really important message. And the computer virus is for you to get off the computer and for you to go out in nature and for you to really give to yourself. Let's go to the cards. The card that's coming out for you is the Ten of Pentacles. Now, the Ten of Pentacles is not only the highest abundance card, but it's also the happy family card. This is a card where you feel nourished, you feel nurtured, you feel like you're part of a greater community. And you've been asking for different ways, how can I serve best, but you're still attached to the way that things come in. So it's really important to nourish and nurture yourself. The next one is the Knight of Wands. The Knight of Wands is the movement card. Once you, and it's in nature, this little fairy is riding this rabbit, is to go out and find the beauty in nature. They keep bringing up nature with you. And be okay with that. Be okay with that and say, I'm on a need-to-know basis, and you will, and I'll be shown. But in the meantime, I won't just sit there and wring my hands and wait, but I will allow myself to be. And that's really important. And then the next is the Ten of Wands. And the Ten of Wands is often the burden card. You're feeling overburdened. You're feeling exhausted and weary by pushing the universe that your abundance can only come in this form of clients. So we don't want you to be like the machinery and break down, Mandy. We want you to...
No, we don't.
Want you to get out there and really enjoy life. So I'm going to take my next caller. I hope that's been helpful for you.
It has. Thank you very much. I feel much better.
I'm glad. Take care, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that goes for all of us. We are not human doings. We are human beings. And take the time out to really nurture your soul. Now, let's go to our next caller. We have Anne in Virginia. Anne, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. Good. I'm sorry. I had to unspeak. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. What's your question today, Anne?
So my question is, so my birthday's on Saturday. And I have been, have been experiencing some pain and feeling overwhelming with many things going on with my house. But I'm wondering, with my birthday coming up, I'll be 66, what you see or feel, things I should be doing this summer.
Okay. All right. What they want you to do is they want you to take the word should out of your vocabulary. There's nothing that you should be doing. The most important thing that you can do, Anne, is to feel alive, is to feel excited about life, is to do what you love doing. They're saying are there some creative projects that you might have put on the back burner?
Other projects? What kind of projects? Or
some creative projects. Maybe it is. Let me see.
Writing.
like writing. That's it. That's it. The
okay,
writing.
Got it.
And
okay.
they want you to know that the angels have been knocking on your door. They have been knocking on your door and saying, Anne, please write. Please write. Please write, because it's in the writing that is going to be like a calling card for you. And these ideas are going to flow. You're going to feel really nurtured when you're writing. They're saying, make time and take time out for this. Center yourself, open yourself up for that divine channel. They're saying that the book is already written. The book is already written on the etheric, and they keep knocking on your door for then you to channel it and to bring it through. So, and they're saying you're going to feel so much better. Those feelings of being overwhelmed a lot of times is because we're not listening. We're not listening to the divine speaking through us on how we can serve ourselves best and then bring that forth. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Yeah, yeah.
I see a lot of cardinals that come to my deck in the morning. Cardinals.
Oh, the cardinals are the sign from those who have crossed over and are speaking to us from across the veil. Have you recently had somebody pass over, or?
Oh, I've had many family members pass over. Many, recently, but many.
Okay, cardinals are always the sign of those people across the veil that they're getting our attention and you know, just saying hello. We're still here, and we still love you, and just you
and
know
they're beautiful too. They're a beautiful.
They are beautiful. I went to visit my mom in Silver Spring, Maryland, and had the joy of seeing the cardinals over there. So
well, there you go. You're like she's like a neighbor because I'm in Virginia, so.
So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Anne in Virginia. First card we have is the Five of Wands. They're saying to you, Anne, things won't change unless you allow them to change. A lot of times we may feel overwhelmed, but there's nothing that we do about it. You know, we keep doing the same old things and we wish for change. We wish for things to change, but we don't understand is that in order to experience in our reality, must go within and change. Something has to change. You will shift the energies by bringing forth your writing in joy and in enthusiasm and excitement. Don't worry where it's going. Don't worry how you're going to publish it. Don't worry how you're going to market it. Just allow yourself to open up to that channel, and that will change the energies. The next card, you have two fives in a row, and fives are certainly about change. So this card is the ocean is sweeping away this little girl's sandcastle that she's built. But just like the ocean can take away, it also brings beautiful shells onto the shore. Beautiful treasures will wash up. And where a lot of us are in the conscious collective, those that are of us that are awakened, where we are now, is that we understand that we're on the verge of a precipice of a new journey. It might involve moving to a new location. It might involve selling or buying a new home. It might involve moving interstate. And nationally or overseas, but what we understand is that this change is divinely ordered for each one of us and to allow the change to come in, because that's the only way our souls grow. And the next one is the Empress, and the Empress is about creativity and fertility. So this is a wonderful sign for your writing. And the Empress, there's two cards, the Empress and the High Priestess. Now, the High Priestess has everything to do with what's across the veil and our intuition, our psychic awareness. But the Empress actually grounds our creativity and our fertility into a physical dimension. So get ye to buy yourself a beautiful new pen or open up a new Word doc on your computer and most of all, have fun when you're writing, because it's the fun and it's the enthusiasm and the excitability that's going to create those energies around this beautiful new task of yours. So I hope that's been helpful.
Thank you. Yes, it has. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps our show up for today. Thank you so much to my callers. If you didn't get a chance to get your reading today, remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And every week I open up the phone lines for people to have free angel readings. Do remember, if you would like to have more information about my books, please go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, and it has all my services there as well. So please, in the coming week, do go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Take care. Love and angel blessings to everyone. Have a beautiful week. Bye.